Towards the end of Parshat Bamidbar, the Torah tells us about how they would wrap up the parts of the Mishkan to be transported, because the Mishkan, they moved throughout their journey in the desert, and the Mishkan would be packed up, and they would have to take it down and rebuild it in the new location. So what happened to the Aron HaYedut? So the Pasuk tells us, V'chisu bat Aron HaYedut, v'nanu alav kisoy or tarash, v'farsu beget klil tchelet milamala. So they would first cover it with the tachash, and then they would cover it with the beged tchelet. So why does this stand out? Meaning you might just skip over this pasuk. Okay, so they covered it. But if you look, when they cover all the other kelim, so they cover all the other kelim with the tachash on the outside. It's specifically the aron that the tachash was this animal from which they made certain materials, so that they used in the Mishkan. So why was it covered with that first, and the tchelet beged was on the outside, as opposed to all the others? In other words, if there was a museum or a storage room with all the kelim as they're being transported in the times of the Mishkan, so you would go and you would see a menorah covered with tachash, and a mizbeach covered with tachash, and a shulchan covered with tachash. You would see all the kelim covered with tachash, and one of them would be a different color. That one has tachash, but you don't see it because it's covered by tchelet. So why does the aron get covered by tchelet on the outside, and the rest of them are covered merely by tachash on the outside? That is what Rav Moshe Feinstein notices in the Darash Moshe this week. And he says, well, the tachash, what's the point of the tachash? The tachash was pretty. It was nice. So they used it. They wanted to cover the kelim with something nice. But that's all it was. It was something nice. It served no other purpose other than to make these clay mitzvah, cheftzei kedusha, to make them look nice. On the other hand, what is a beged tchelet? We know what tchelet is. The Gemara in Chulin Peitet tells us that tchelet, you look at tchelet, and it reminds you of the sea, dome liyam, yam dome l'rakia. And the Rakia reminds you, the Kisei HaKavo reminds you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we see Tcheled, what are we really seeing? We're seeing something that reminds us of Hashem running the world, being in charge of the world, being the Barei Olam, and our whole role in the world is to fulfill His will. So the Ikar of the Tcheled is our Emunah and Hashem being in charge. And we have to follow Him and listen to Him and follow all His rules. So the ikar of seeing the tchelet is everybody should learn the Torah and know it. So if we understand what tchelet symbolizes, we already know what the aron symbolizes. The aron had inside of it the Torah. The aron symbolized Torah. As opposed to some of the other kelim in the Mishkan, the sink and the mizbeach, are part of the Torah, as in the Torah commands them, but they're not the Torah itself. There's something about the Aron. The Aron is the Ikar, that's where the Torah is. So why does the Aron get covered by Tchelet on the outside, and all the other Kelim get covered by Tachash? And the answer is because that's the Ikar. The Ikar of the Aron is that everybody should believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once everybody believes in Kadosh Baruch Hu, now we have an important mitzvah. The next mitzvah is what we refer to as Zek Hilivyan Vehu. Make the mitzvah nice. So therefore, we're supposed to make the mitzvah and do it in the nicest way possible. Whatever mitzvah we do, once we're doing it, once we believe in doing it properly, now we're allowed to make it nicer. But that's a 1-2 punch, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. First, you do the Torah and the Masim Tovim, and then, so that you don't become derelict, so you don't become lackadaisical in your approach to mitzvahs, so the next step is to now make sure that you're doing the mitzvahs in a nice way. So first you're mekayim the mitzvah, make sure that we're mekayim the mitzvah, make sure we believe and know what we're supposed to be doing. And then the next thing we do, the next stage, is to make it really, really nice. So he gives as an example. You might have that the whole point of making it nice is to fight the yetzer hara we have sometimes to belittle it and to come up with reasons why it's not so nice. For example, and his example is a mikvah. The mikvah is mayim ra'im, oh, it's just a bunch of dirty water. It's yuck. It's so you come up with all. I don't like going to the mikvah. It's all you come up with all the reasons. So what do we have to do? We have to make sure the mikvah is really, really nice. So no one should have those reasons. But that's not the ikar. The ikar, meaning we may need to make it nice in order to fight that yetzer hara, to belittle and diminish the mitzvah in the eyes of our fellow Jews, but that doesn't mean that that's the ikar of the mitzvah. The ikar of the mitzvah is the emun of Hashem. Hashem said to do this mitzvah, and that's the reason we do the mitzvahs. So therefore, when it comes to the Aron, you need to have the tchelet. The tchelet is on the emunah. First, the belief in Hashem, and then the secondary role of making things nice. And so specifically, the Aron Kodesh has not just the tachash, but the tchelet, to teach us that when it comes to every mitzvah, the noi is the secondary part, but that doesn't diminish the importance of the noi. We need the noi, it's important, in order to fight the tremendous yetzer hara we have to belittle and diminish things. I know just this week I was listening to a Yom Iyun, and one of the local Rabbanim in Gush Etzion spoke about how at the beginning people wanted to shut down the mikvahs during the corona. And they said, oh, it's, you know, that's the way to spread corona. And so we said, we actually looked into it. It's not going to be in the post-game. You have to look into the science and the facts. And they went and they asked the experts, and they revered that if there's enough chlorine in the mikvah, that they're fine. So they made sure that the mikvahs are properly clean, and then they had everybody do their preparations at home, and they made sure the whole process was clean, and nobody in Gush Etzion got sick from going to the mikvah. And that's very important, because people were so quick to say, oh, the mikvahs, it's a problem. There were articles in the newspaper, oh, we have to close all the mikvahs. People are so quick to diminish, and so we have to remember that there's always this yetzer hara trying to get us to stop doing mitzvahs. So there's a role to making sure that the mikvahs are nice and proper and clean. And there's a role to making sure all our mitzvahs look nice. But the ikar is the emunah, and that's the message that Moshe Feinstein has. That when it comes to the Aron didn't just have the tachash, it wasn't just supposed to look nice. And also the tcheles. Tcheles reminds us of Dom Eliyam, Yam Derekia, Kia, Kisei Kavod. We should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our role, and to believe in Him, and to learn His Torah, and to fulfill its mitzvos. And when we're filling its mitzvos, we can remember the tachash as well, to make sure to fulfill our mitzvos in the nicest, most beautiful way possible. Shkayach.